loved us and gave himself for us. Amen. Hey, we got a victory and didn't even have to fight. Hey, we didn't even have to die. We didn't even have to be resurrected. He did it for us. My, what a great God. Lord bless you. Let's stand together. Thank you for being here this morning. To our guests, good to see Sister Andrea home. Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Good to have Brother Lozano back in service today. Amen. The Lord's really touched him. He's doing better. Thank God for that. Amen. Good to see everybody. Glad you're here. We're getting ready to bring the preacher to the pulpit this morning. Amen. And so, Brother Hart, come deliver your heart to this service today. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, everyone. It is good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. I believe that we are living in a great day, a day of opportunity, a day of revival, a day of the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise God. I believe that our best days are yet ahead. Praise the Lord. And although the days are drawing near to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, there's no reason to think. There's no reason, amen, to not expect that Jesus Christ, amen, desires to do a great and mighty work in our day. Praise the Lord. And so today, in these next few moments, I would like to challenge you as a church. I would like to issue a call to arms. Amen. It's time, amen, for the church of the living God to be the church militant. Militant and triumphant. Amen. We do not need to take a defensive posture, but we need to go on the offensive. Yeah. Amen. We need, amen, to realize, amen, that this is our day. Amen. This is a day of revival. This is a day that God is preparing His church, His bride, His people, amen, for victory and triumph. Amen. For revival. Amen. In the latter day, if you have your Bibles, we want to turn to the book of 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, and the first verse. Now I, Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am base among you, but being absent, am bold toward you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present, with that confidence wherewith I think it to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Do you look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trusts to himself that he is Christ, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, even so are we Christ. For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord hath given us for edification, and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed. And then one other short passage in the book of Luke, chapter 11 and verse 17. Luke 11 and verse 17, the Bible says, "But he, knowing their thoughts, said unto them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house falleth. If Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because you say that I cast out devils through Beelzebub. And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? Wherefore shall they be your judges?" Verse 21. "When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted, and divideth his spoils. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth." Praise the Lord. You may be seated today. These next 15 to 20 minutes, I want to challenge you as I issue a call to arms. We must take up our weapons against the enemy of our soul. The Apostle Paul used his apostolic authority not to destroy, but to salvage the souls of those who oppose themselves through disobedience and self-will. Although the power of God is mighty, it should never be used to cause offense. For we are to receive edification by the power of the Spirit. God hates sin, but He chooses to deal with our rebellion through the meek and gentle spirit of His anointed leaders. Moses was known for his meekness, but I want you to know that meekness is not weakness. Meekness is simply power under control. The weapons of our warfare are, though they are mighty, Paul spoke of his apostolic authority, and he was very bold toward those who were disobedient and who spoke evil of his ministry. And he said to them, but he said, "I do not want to be bold when I come in bodily presence. I do not want to be bold as I am bold toward those that would cause offense or that would cause division. But rather," he said, "I would rather use my apostolic authority. I would rather use my power to edify, to build up the kingdom of God." And so God has given each of us power and authority. Amen. Because we have been endued with power from on high, that we do not need to be afraid of the enemy. We do not need to cower in fear or to draw back from the fight. Sometimes the battle becomes very hot. Sometimes the conflict challenges our humanity, and it challenges our faith in God. It challenges us to reach up a little higher and draw power and strength from God. But we are not at war with flesh and blood. Although there are sometimes that we face obstacles that stand in our way, and men sometimes are disobedient toward God, and they cause division, and they cause discord in the body. We're not at war with the flesh. We're not at war with one another. But the weapons of our warfare, amen, are to tear down the strongholds of the devil. We don't rely upon human strength or ingenuity or methodology. But our weapons are mighty through God. Amen. That we might pull down the strongholds of Satan. A stronghold is any area of your life where Satan recognizes an inherent weakness. And each and every one of us, we have strengths and we have weaknesses. That it is good for you to recognize your weaknesses. That you might, amen, be vigilant. That you might be watchful. Because the devil, he is as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He will prey. He doesn't attack you at your strongest point. But the devil will attack you at your weakest point. He knows where you are most vulnerable to his attack. That's why the Bible says to lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset you. That every man, every woman has a besetting sin. Every one of us has an Achilles heel where the devil can attack us and he will find us to be vulnerable. But we, amen, are warned of God to be vigilant against him, against the wiles of the devil. We don't have to be a victim, amen, of the kingdom of Satan, because God has given us weapons that are mighty through power. They're mighty by the Spirit of God. And we recognize, amen, the craftiness of the devil. And so we must, amen, attack the enemy. He cannot, amen, come against us if we are on the attack. We don't have to take up a defensive position, amen, if we are willing to go on the offensive. Hallelujah. We can go on the offensive through prayer. Amen. We can go on the offensive, amen, through the meditation upon the Word of God. We can go on the offensive, amen, by being involved, amen, in witnessing. Amen. We can go on the offensive, amen, by putting ourselves, amen, in battle array against the devil. Amen. Casting down every evil imagination. Amen. And pride and every thought that would weaken our faith. Amen. We don't have to think the way the devil wants us to think. Amen. The Bible says that we need to cast down every evil imagination. The devil, the only thing the devil can do is plant a thought in your head. But we don't have to think, amen, like the flesh. We can think like a child of God. We can think, amen, like a mighty conqueror. We can think like the warrior that God designed us to be. We can think His thoughts. The Bible says, let that mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Put on the whole armor of God. Amen. We can't pick and choose. Amen. What armor we want to pick up and what armor we want to lay down. The Bible says put on the whole armor of God. Amen. We need to gird our loins with truth. You know, that seems like a very insignificant piece of armor. Because a girdle was nothing more than a sash. Either a leather belt or a piece of cloth that they girded their waist with. Doesn't seem like that's a very significant part of our armor. When we think about armor, we think about shields and swords and helmets and breastplates. Amen, but that's not where you start. Amen, the first thing you have to do, amen, is gird up your loins of your mind. Amen, because it's in our thinking. It's in the thoughts that we think. It's in the things that we dwell upon where the battle is either won or lost. Amen. We need to learn how to think, to control the things that we allow to come into our heart and to come into our mind. We need to guard what we see. We need to guard what we hear. We need to guard what we think upon, because that is where the battle is going to be won or lost. Gird up the loins of your mind. And so you got to start, amen, in the middle. Amen. Start, amen, with the girdle of truth. Praise God. Amen. Let there be truth in the inward part. Amen. You got to love the truth. Amen. If you fall in love with truth, amen, then you're not going, amen, to be misled. You're not going to be led astray by the wiles of the devil. Love the truth. Amen. Guard the truth. Amen. Defend the truth. To be girded up. Amen. Gird up the loins of our mind. And then, amen, to put on the breastplate of righteousness. We've got to do what is right in the eyes of God. Not what we think is right. Not what others think is right. But what the Word of God declares to be right. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. We need to go His way, not our way. Amen. We need to put on the breastplate of righteousness. Oh, and our feet need to be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Amen. We need to sow peace. We can't be victorious fighting the enemy if we're sowing discord. Amen. The only way that you can have peace is to sow peace. The Bible says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Amen. If you're going to be victorious, you've got to be, amen, a sower of peace. You've got to be one who has that peace with his fellow man. And then pick up the shield of faith that you can quench the fiery darts of the enemy. Amen. Put on the helmet of salvation. Praise God. And last but not least, amen, we need that one offensive weapon, amen, that will enable us to go from victory to victory. You see, every piece of our armor is defensive except the last. The sword of the Spirit. Amen, which is the Word of God. Amen, you've got to advance in your walk with God. Amen. The truth is necessary. Righteousness is essential. We must, amen, be at peace with our brothers and our sisters and at peace with God. Amen. We must have faith. For without faith, it's impossible to please God. Amen. And we must be saved. Amen. If we are going to be a part of the kingdom of God. But then after we have become a child of God, after we, amen, have been brought into the fellowship and the bond of peace by the Holy Ghost, we need to be willing to take up the sword of the Spirit, because this battle is not to those that are faint. It's not to those that will turn and run and retreat. In fact, there is nothing to cover your back. You'll notice in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 through 18, amen, that the Bible says put on the whole armor of God, but there's nothing to cover your back. Amen. You must never turn your back on the enemy. You must never, amen, run in defeat. Amen. You've got to constantly, amen, be marching forward. You must progress onward and upward, amen, in the way of the Lord. Amen. And take in your hand the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Oh, hallelujah. The devil would like to sow doubt and confusion and discouragement and indifference and defeat and pride and envy and jealousy in the hearts and minds of God's people. That's the devil's strategy, because the devil is out to destroy. Amen. The devil is out to plunder. The devil is a murderer. Yes, he is. He's a murderer. Amen. The devil is a liar, and he's the father of lies. Oh, but we know the devil's weakness. Amen. Amen. Just like you and I, we have a weakness. Amen. I know what the devil's weakness is. He has a weakness. Amen. That is a fatal flaw in his character that led to his initial downfall. The reason he's not in heaven as the archangel is because he was lifted up in pride. He wanted to exalt his throne above the throne of God. Oh, I want you to know, friend, that pride is not your friend. Amen. Self-love is not your friend. We are at war with an enemy. Amen. That is full of pride. Amen. The devil is in love with himself. The devil has never loved anything half as much as he loves himself. But that's his downfall. That's what led to his defeat. Children of God, if we're going to defeat the devil, amen, we cannot be lifted up. If we're going to defeat the devil, we can't be in love with ourselves. We've got to love God. We've got to love one another. We've got to love the truth more than we love anything else in the world. Hallelujah. Satan never fights against Satan. Amen. The Bible says a kingdom divided against itself will fall. And man is no match for the devil. That we're no match against the kingdom of darkness apart from God. But I thank God that our God is our sufficiency. Amen. We don't need to be stronger than the devil. We don't need to be smarter than the devil. All we have to have is Jesus on our side. The Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? Oh, hallelujah. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. Amen. We need God. We need His Spirit in us. And with God, all things are possible. We're not at war against flesh. We are at war against evil. We are at war against Satan. And there is no place in this warfare for neutrality. You're either for us or you're against us. Amen. You can't take a neutral position in this war. Amen. You're either on this side or you're on the other side. You're either a child of God or you're a child of the devil. You're either a worker of righteousness or you're a worker of evil. Amen. There's no place for neutrality. Amen. There's no place, amen, to try to stand in the middle. Amen. And so the devil wants to destroy the church. And if the devil can divide the church, if he can divide the body, then he can gather up the spoils. If the devil, amen, can set us one against another, he can, amen, defeat us. Amen. But there's nothing that can defeat the church, amen, when we're in one mind and in one accord. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm issuing a call to arms. Amen. It's time to take up the battle. It's time, amen, to declare war on the kingdom of Satan. Satan, you're not going to divide me against my brother. Amen, devil, you're not going to sow discord. Amen, amongst the people of God, because we are one. Amen, we are part of the family. of his eye. Can you say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Unity will always defeat the wiles of Satan. Amen. The Bible tells us, amen, that the Spirit of God can bind the strong man. Jesus in his teaching said in Luke 11, and I'm closing, if the musicians would come, that when a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusteth and divideth his spoil. I believe it's time to divide the spoil. It's time to take back what the enemy has stolen. The devil has held us back, amen, for way too long. It's time to claim the victory. It's time, amen, to step out and claim the promises that God has given to us as His church, as His people. Amen. We can defeat Satan if we go in the name of the Lord. We can defeat the enemy, amen, if we're stronger than he is. And the only way we can be stronger than the devil is if we are one in Christ. Amen. When we can set aside our grievances, when we can set aside our differences, when we can set aside, amen, the things that separate us, amen, and we can unite around a common cause. We can unite around our faith in the living God. There's nothing that can stop the church of the living God. United we stand, but divided we fall. It's time, amen, to bind the strong man. It's time to spoil his house. It's time to take back what the devil has taken from us. It's time to bind the strong man. Hallelujah. You're either for us or you're against us. If you're for us today, if you're standing upon the faith of Jesus Christ, amen, if you're standing in unity, would you stand right now? If you are committed to the kingdom of God and His purpose, if you're committed to evangelism and revival, if you're committed to seeing the church of the living God advance upon the kingdom of this world, hallelujah, take a stand for Jesus. Because Jesus said, you're either for me or you're against me. You're either gathering or you're scattering. You're either a gatherer or you're a scatterer. Hallelujah. I want a big G on my shirt that I'm a gatherer. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm a gatherer, not a scatterer. Amen. Amen. The devil doesn't have us on the run. We've got the devil on the run. But thank God, we're not going to allow the devil, amen, to divide us. We're not going to allow the devil to sow discord. We're not going to allow the devil to create confusion. Hallelujah. Because, amen, those who have the spirit of gathering, amen, have a spirit of unity. Amen. That gathering influence breaks down barriers and divisions. It binds hearts together. It reunites friends and families. It allows people to live in harmony. It breaks down barriers of prejudice. It heals wounds and it brings nations together and it facilitates revival. I'm going to close this message this morning on this note.
How great a revival can you envision today? Amen. I had a dream in the middle of the night. And I shared with my wife and I shared with Pastor Grissom the dream that I had. And it was so real that it seemed like, amen, that it was almost too good, amen, to be a dream. But in my dream, amen, I saw a church in Athens. I saw a church. It wasn't this auditorium, but Pastor Grissom was there, and I was there, and many of you were there. And when I was looking out, I saw a multitude of people that I'd never seen before. And I said to Pastor Grissom that, I said, it looks like we've got about 900 here this morning. Amen. And we wanted to know the number. And so we decided, let's get an accurate count. And let's find out how many are here today. And when the count was made, there was 754 in Sunday school on a Sunday morning. Hallelujah. Now, I don't believe that was just a dream. I believe that can become a reality. I believe it's the will of God. I believe it's the plan of God. I believe it's more than just a dream. Hallelujah. It's a burning desire. It's a vision of revival. It's a yearning in my soul, in my spirit. Amen. It's time to take the battle to the enemy. It's time to go on the offensive. We've been on the defensive for way too long. I don't want to just hold the ground. I want to take higher ground. Let's take it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's come and let's seek the Lord together.
Lift up your voice and sing for joy. Clap your hands, make a joyful noise. Blow the trumpet and shout, and we'll praise Him for the victory. Weapons we use are not bombs and guns. Worship is the way that the battle is won. This is the way that we fight when we're praising. trumpet and shout, and we're praising for the victory. Weapons we use are not bombs and guns. Worship is the way that the battle is won. This is the way that we fight, and we're praising for the victory. Satan, you're a liar. Jesus has all power.
I think I can almost play it. Let me just see. See if you know what this is. You probably have.
Yeah.
Harmony, no music. My glory and